Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, mama, put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard a dish. Store mode is my big fetish. Go with standard a dish. My avatar's all coquettish.
And Kaylee always snaps first. Welcome back to Standard A Dish, the video game book club podcast where standard people play the standard edition of a video game and break it down week by week. I'm Billy.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Kaylee.
And we are playing Baldur's Gate 3. Game of the year at the Game Awards.
Right, yeah.
Heck yeah. Wow.
So good job. Yeah. You guys got it. I guess you guys
did. I was going to say, prediction, well done.
It's good. It's good. I like it.
Alan Wake 2 got some good ones too, though.
Yeah.
Cool.
Creative direction. Oh, shoot. Not my narrative.
Narrative, yeah.
And art direction, right?
Mm. Okay, that sounds right.
Very cool. Cool. I buy that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are my three indicators for what sounds like a pretty good game. Or those are some of them, some of the ones.
Yeah, right? Like, how can you win Game of the Year? But a different game is
a better story, better art direction, and better creative vision.
Yeah,
what you can't else fuck a bear? I don't know.
What else did Baldur's Gate like get? I know they got like
best RPG.
Best performance too, I think was like the
best
first
performance.
One.
Went to your guys' favorite guy who I removed from my party.
Astarion?
I was going to say Astarion. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I heard that that voice actor did get best performance.
He got best performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not what I imagined, but it's never just like, you know, our voices on a podcast. I don't know what they actually look like.
I removed him like the day before that. The day before the Game Awards, like I didn't do it, because, but it was just really funny because I'd removed her. Stephanie was watching, and I was like, I forget who I found now. You guys will have to help me with the names when we get to it. But anyway, I got a new person, and I was like, oh, I got to send someone back. I don't want a rogue. I have a rogue in every game I've ever played. I'm going to send him back. And then like the next night, it's like, performance of the year, the person Billy sent to camp. Let's bring him up. And I was like, do they know? Can the internet see me?
They can.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, yeah.
All right.
Technically.
Before we get into it, I guess we could like talk about the Game Awards, but we're not going to. Everybody voiced their opinion online, and I agree with most of it. They should honor the devs more. Enough about that.
The devs.
The developers.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep.
But you can read all about that anywhere, and you probably already did. We just tried to watch it and have fun, and it was kind of boring. Oh, well. But Matthew writes in and tells us, hi, gang. I love Standard A Dish. I adore Kaylee's Corner, and the chemistry between the four of you is delightful. I'm thrilled you're playing Baldur's Gate. It's one of my favorite new games, and I have a few pro tips. First of all. Shadowheart has a subclass called Life Domain, which is excellent for anyone who wants to do big bad heals. Second, XP is a finite resource in this game, so if you like leveling up a lot, fight every monster you find, but pay attention to their level. No shame in coming back later. Third, Thaddeus.
Thaddeus.
I was like, who's that? Oh, this me.
Really
I
character.
Was like, what stupid character names? Oh, wait, that's my character.
Wait a minute, that's me.
Thaddeus might consider using Withers to respec so he can nerf his strength and beef up dex and charisma. I actually might want to, because I'll have some things to tell you about how unfun it is playing this character.
And Jackie and I probably have some technical reasons why.
episode. Yeah, it's getting, I got a good, when we get to a certain moment, I'll tell you how fun that was. Since bards use light, comma, dex, weapons, and a lot of charisma-based spells and abilities, they perform which can earn you gold from crowds if you play for them. Oh, interesting. Okay. Thanks so much for sharing your gaming journeys with the world. Standard Edition has been a joy. I can't wait to hear more. And just before you jump into that, let me say there was a tiny correction sent right after that said, oh, when I said light weapons, I meant finesse weapons. The distinction is that light weapons can be used in your offhand, whereas finesse will take the higher bonus between strength and dex. And with all of that stat thought thrown in, I wanted to say, I think this is the hardest game we've ever played.
What? Harder than Elden Ring?
Dude, it's harder for me than Elden Ring.
Wow. I kind of have to agree a bit. But I could just be, you know, this is the beginning of the game still. It's a lot to, like, take in.
Yeah.
And I guess we can get into, like, what makes it hard for you. And
I mean, imagine if Elden Ring was your first Soulsborne game, right?
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
You should be like, oh, my God.
No. I agree.
What is this?
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, that's true.
You're hitting the learning curve that Jackie and I hit with Elden Ring.
Yeah,
it's like, how,
I thought about that a lot, and I think it's real.
On the curve.
This one's like Alan and I playing our first FromSoft game.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I keep losing menus; they just go away.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? How do I?
Yeah. There's a lot. Yeah.
I can explain the charisma thing to you. Or Jackie and I probably can both explain the charisma thing to you, Billy, but I want to hear about your story first.
Oh, well,
I was gonna say if you learned the lesson yourself, but
yeah. Well, I wonder, let's guide us into some of what we were doing, and I'll tell you when the event happens.
Excellent.
How about that?
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Where did we actually get inside the Grove last time? I can't remember.
Mm-mm, no.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No.
Should we start there? Well, we are also going to pick up a few more characters on the road. We are going to go inside the Grove, and we are going to make it to, is it just called the chapel, or did it have a more specific?
Ruined. Yeah. There's
the ruined chapel or something.
Usually ended up stumbling upon before even stumbling upon the Grove. But it's
well,
pretty
let's go
separate
to
from the story, so it doesn't matter when we talk about it.
Do you want to go there first?
Sure. Yeah.
Tell us a quick, set the stage for us. What's happening when you stumble upon this thing?
Yeah. So you're just kind of, wandering around the wilderness surrounding the wreck, and depending on which angle you come to it from, like, you might see someone like standing on a ledge, or you might see a couple people like arguing about some treasure. Is that right?
I think so. And that, like, they found it in a ship, or they own the ship, or something like that. And you kind of walk into this conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes.
So, what did you guys do?
You guys first, and then I'll tell you what the bumbling bard did.
Go, Kaylee.
I think I lied to them and I said, well, something about how the ship is like about to explode. I forget the deception option. And I like basically thoroughly tricked them into being scared out of their pants and left. So I didn't end up having to fight them, which was great.
So, wow.
Right.
That is always a fun thing. And I'm kind of trying to like do that. The evil playthrough is difficult because there's not really always like true evil like dialogue options. So I'm just trying to pick like self-centered. Or like,
you know,
what do I need out of this situation? Things,
right?
Yeah, but I pick evil stuff when it's presented to me. But the, but that one, yeah, I just like just straight up lied to them to get out of my face. So it worked.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think I also got out of that fight. I think it was either lying or persuasion. I can't remember one of the ones where I told them like, hey. Like, I convinced them to, like, basically get out of there, and I didn't have to fight. I think I just ended up rolling, like, really lucky somehow. And then they all went away, which was sort of, I guess, I think that was my first time getting, like, a sort of persuasion or, like, a sort of one of those chances, which was cool. And then I think there was another option after, like, you can go to the door. I could not make my way through that one. I could not persuade my way in or I think I actually threatened and it didn't work.
Oh no.
Yeah, I don't know how about you guys were there, but how about you, Jackie?
I found the guy on the ledge first, so I just like sniped him from behind.
Oh, interesting.
I found them.
Oh, cool.
We'll just go right for the kill.
Yeah.
A little opportunity.
The dark urge.
Well, here's where playing a dumb bard isn't working out quite as well as I thought. So Bethesda, I think I expected a thing Bethesda does. Often they might have like options that are grayed out if you don't have like a certain intellect or such, but they, right, as a result, will also have like a, sometimes, not all their games, but they'll have like a dumb option. It's like your character is dumb and it sounds dumb and it's funny and it's like a stupid thing to say.
Oh no.
I feel like these don't necessarily have those. Like, I don't really get to roleplay stupid, actually. I'm just really bad at everything. So it's sort of like the most boring version of the thing. So I don't get, like, funny, stupid things to say. I only get the same smart things you guys get, except I fail them all.
No.
So, like, I could try any of the things. Or you have like usually a generic option that you just know will start a fight. And it, you know, it had something like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then he's like, well, too bad. We're going to fight. And then I tried also the, it wasn't deception. I think it was persuasion, whatever the persuasion, like, hey man, something. I can't remember what it was. You were going to persuade them. Or maybe was it the same as yours, Kaylee? You're going to persuade them that there's like a bunch of monsters on the wreck still or something
like that. Yeah.
But anyway, my character was dumb, so it all failed. And then I just fight them. And it's like, so basically most dialogue situations so far aren't the kind of role-playing fun I thought they would be, where it's like, it's going to be funny to have a dumb character. And it's like, no, it's actually the same writing. You just fail every check. So it's like, every check I do, it's just like, you fail. You're going to fight. And then it's like, you fail, so now you're going to fight. So I think I will respect that, because it's not... I wouldn't say I have any funny stories from it yet, other than unless it's, in your mind, a super cut of me just failing literally every check in the game is probably funny, but it's not super funny to play, as it turns out. It's just like, it's kind of boring.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you not get like the bonuses or anything? Or like,
I get negative? A bonus I can apply, yeah.
Okay. But maybe not as many as maybe we might get. Because sometimes I even get like two or three, depending.
I think I get one right now that I can add. And it's like, okay, just because I'm a bard, I automatically have this one.
Oh, okay.
Or at least that's most of them. I have like this automatic bard bonus.
Gotcha.
Is it like divine, like guidance?
Is it that one?
Do you have, or it might just be bardic inspiration. Yeah.
Do you have to hit square to add that bonus, or is it just automatically there?
No. I hit square.
Okay.
It like shows up and I hit it every time, because I don't actually, can you guys tell me, like, is there, should we like be saving it sometimes? You just use it all the time, or how does that work?
I think you can just use it all the time.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So yeah,
that's what I've been doing.
I couldn't tell if I was like using it up
every
or
time,
something.
Just in case. Yeah.
I mean, it's only like, you know, 1d4 or something small.
You might get different bonuses from different things, and so like you can pick up items that will give you bonuses to specific kinds of rolls, or there will be spells or cantrips, and those are two different kinds of things that can also apply. So a cantrip is the same thing as a spell, except it doesn't have a limitation on how many times you can use it. They're both magic, right? Okay. So a cantrip can just, spells, you have a certain number of spell slots that you expend when you cast a spell,
and so those are just harder or something.
They're usually more powerful. They usually don't have, like, cantrips can sometimes fail. They usually don't do as much damage. But they can still be really useful. And oftentimes, like, guidance is one of those cantrips that can, like, add a d4 to your, to one of your rolls, one of your checks.
I like to think of cantrips as, like, the regular arrows that are, like, unlimited ammo. But then the spells are like your acid arrow, your ice arrow, where like you have to actually have a number in your inventory. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that guidance one is coming from Shadowheart. Yeah. For me, is that just like some person in your party has to have something like that you can add to the bonus?
Yeah, like how it worked? Yeah. If somebody in the party has a cantrip that they can add to a bonus like that, then that will show up in that menu.
Ah, mm-hmm. cool. Mm-hmm. Nice.
But Billy, to your question on like dumb, I think it's interesting because it's like, it's not like a, there's different kinds of intelligence typically in the world, but also I think very specifically in.
Wait, sorry. Are you talking about the game now or are we trying to?
Like a little bit of both.
Okay.
Well, but for like, I think D&D, like I think that they think of intelligence in like multiple different ways, right? And so like there's like strength, dexterity, intelligence, charisma.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. What are the other ones?
I'm bad at both of those.
Perception. Wisdom.
Yeah.
And so like.
Right. I put all those down so that I would be dumb.
Right. And so you just dumb across the board.
And agile. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But you picked a class.
But I wanted him to be dumb, right? So I tried to nerf all the intelligence-based stats.
That's
right?
True. But I would argue, well, okay. I mean, like, you could argue that he has different kinds of intelligence, right? Maybe he's very...
Well, he needs to, because right now he's boring.
Yeah.
So, he needs to get something going.
Spellcasting classes also all have a spellcasting, like, attribute that is specific. So, like, for wizards, it's intelligence. Mm-hmm. For bards, it's charisma.
Right.
And so you can leave everything else super stupid and you could just be a real popular, strong, but like idiot.
A jock.
Yeah. You could still be a jock.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You're favorite.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I've always wanted to role play as a jock.
That's essentially what you were doing.
Yeah.
True. Except now kinda, everyone's going to like them. But okay, cool.
Well, no, so he'll just be very persuasive, so they don't necessarily...
How do I re-roll?
So now this goes
you
into
need
the,
withers.
Like, you need withers.
Go on.
So,
So
at ruined chapel, you can either go in that door where...
Oh, so I'm heading in the right direction.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can either go in that way or you can go in through the hole. Like if you shoot down one way to defeat those two guys that are arguing with each other is to shoot down this heavy thing on top of them and it makes a hole in the ground. You could jump in through there.
I saw that, but just assumed it would be a death trap. Like I just avoided the hole.
Yeah, it's not cool.
I mean, either way, you're in for a fight. Like,
I think so. I think probably. Can you actually get through that door, the first one, where you talk to the guy on the other
side?
I got through it.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, that option was already closed out for me because I failed that roll.
Oh, I had Asterion pick the lock.
Nice.
Oh, okay. I didn't have Asterion. Yeah. That makes sense. I did the whole route where you can break something that breaks in. Yeah. Makes that hole.
Mm-hmm.
You get immediately thrown into a fight, which I wasn't prepared at all for. Was just like not I think that was like maybe my like second big fight really, like after the one in the grove, at the gate. So mm-hmm. like it was, I got there, I did like everything wrong, not everything, but like I did win the fight, but everyone died at the end.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I won the fight too with like 3 health on one character.
Oh, yeah, no. One guy was just, I think the last character was just still had the some acid status effect. And everyone was dead. Like everyone, I was like, okay, I could probably make it if I could just and they're dead. Okay, cool.
Wow.
Okay, let's try that again.
Yes.
And it worked better the second time because there was this like barrel that I blew up.
Yes. I did that too.
Yeah. I blew it up the first time in the middle of the fight after everyone had already kind of moved around instead of at the beginning where it like really helped out a lot in the beginning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of obviously knew which characters were like a little bit tougher than the other ones that I was facing. So I kind of like focused some of that attack on them early. So it kind of went my way the second time. But
sweet.
I could totally see this like saving is kind of going to be huge. I've already got myself in a couple spots where I was like, fuck.
Right. Yeah. You're like, oh, let's try this all over again, please.
Yeah, which is fine. But also like, oh, if I could just save, I don't have to walk all the way over there.
Learn the quick save buttons.
Yep.
Yeah, yes. I guess I have to.
Learn the quick, I don't even know the menu button.
So R2, R2 will pull up the wheel for like the map, your inventory, yeah. the journal, whatever. Mm-hmm. So at the bottom of that screen, you also have like triangle for quick save, square for quick load, and then some other things that I never look at. But
okay. So you hold R2 and hit triangle and it'll.
Yeah, I don't think you just click R2. You don't have to hold it.
Oh, I see. Okay, got it.
It doesn't matter, but yeah.
Literally learning how to use the main menu. I think this is the hardest game we've played.
Yeah, right. Well, there's two. It's like R2, and then there's like the map, and then there's the, I guess the main menu is like where you could save. That's how I've been doing it. Maybe there's a quick save option. Yeah. I don't know it yet.
Yeah, like the button with the three lines, that's a like a formal.
Yeah, right. Formal save. Right. And then there's L2, which kind of brings up your party stuff where you can group and ungroup them. I'd kind of learn that a little later.
Oh, okay. So grouping and ungrouping. Yeah. So if you hit L2, L2, you can change which character you're controlling. You know, you can move Shadowheart around and everyone else will follow. But if you're doing something tricky, like there's some traps on the floor, or you're like in a small space where not everybody fits, or I'm not sure what other examples there are, but you can ungroup, you can make them all not follow you by hitting triangle, I think. So you'd be like, you guys wait here. I'm just going to go pick this lock where no one can see us all and then come back. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
when I have found it to be very useful. Otherwise, like, there's no reason to just not have everyone follow you around.
Yeah.
If you're controlling, say, Shadowheart, does she do the dialogue options?
Yes.
Or does it just? Oh, so I could just be playing one of them and not worry about my main character.
Yeah. You could.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah.
Can you send your main character to camp?
No. No.
Send your main character. Yeah,
you're going to bench your main character.
He sucks, dude. Nobody likes him.
Hey, man, I'm going to have to sit you out on this
one. We can fix him. We can fix him.
I know
him.
I created you, but.
So.
Oh, hey.
That's real role playing to me. In my ideal game, I would bench myself.
Oh my god. I mean, I love it. Theoretically, you can play with only the pre-made characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
But you don't need to because we're gonna go get Withers. So
okay.
Yes,
you go fight.
So
all
I went in there. Yeah. So I went in there. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think. It wasn't really a check, or maybe it was a check, but you're just kind of like, hey, I'm your boss, let me in. I don't know. Guy just opens the door. Yeah. And then you fight more people. And then there's another locked door. But I think there's actually just a switch next to it, which took me a second. And you just like pull a lever. That opens another. You fight more people. Okay, so now I'm pretty deep in. And then it's like the catacombs or something.
Dank
and
crypt.
Everybody... the Dank Crypt. That was a funny name. And this was another spot where I was like, for one, don't understand what's happening with the systems. Two, my character is too stupid for this game. So the Dank Crypt has a bunch of traps set, right, Alan?
Oh, right.
And my character can't see the traps. And every once in a while, just like one person did say, like, hey, be careful. I think there are traps in here. And then some of the UI was saying things randomly like, that it was doing a perception roll and it failed. Be careful where you step or something. It was just all very obtuse. I was like, what? So like it's failing, but I don't know what's going on. And then I like stepped on a trap and half the party died. Ew. And I was like, what the fuck? So I did a thing because we weren't in combat. I think I could like heal them or something. And so then everybody was up and there's like this coffin. And I was like, oh, does it let me click the coffin? And it lets you click the coffin. But when you do, it just triggered a trap and everybody just died. And I was like, what? And then Shadowheart, like, it was a miss on Shadowheart. So Shadowheart's standing and the whole room is on fire. But now the game is paused. It's paused itself. And then it pulls up another UI. And the UI is like, hey, you were switched into...
Oh,
it's not even called combat mode. Yeah, you're switching to turn-based mode. Because you triggered a trap. Yeah. when we go into turn, and I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh no.
And I was like, all right, get me out of turn-based mode so I can control the character. And then I turned it off and it just shot a fireball in my face and I died. And I was what is happening? I think I need some perception or some intelligence. Need some intelligence. I don't know.
What is that all about? Because I got the same thing after my that foray I had earlier with those with the bandits or whatever. I got into turn-based mode and then I ended up dying just like Billy, but what is that?
So
I don't even know how I quit the menu. I was like,
I understood nothing that was happening.
No idea.
I just blew up. My dude just died.
So there are like the main skills, right? The six main skills we talked about. And then there, each of those have like sub skills that ladder into them. So those main skills are strength, dexterity, intelligence, charisma, wisdom, and
perception.
Perception is a wisdom thing.
Persuasion.
Oh,
I don't know.
I forget.
History.
But
history. But, history is something sometimes.
But like those. So perception is a like an offshoot of wisdom. So that one will depend upon your wisdom score. So Billy, you have the option. This is where you can choose how you want to make this character. Is like you can just. You can leave. Your dude can be oblivious to the world. He can be dumb as rock. So leave his like intelligence and wisdom at zero or negative, whatever they are, and up your charisma, and you'll have more fun from like a persuasion aspect, but you still won't be able to see shit going on around you. So you know, you can play it like that a little bit if you want to, or you could bring everything up a little bit and have a more even experience for a little while. But like, so that's kind of where the, so like insight is, I think insight is an intelligence role, but perception is a wisdom role. Yeah. And the difference there is like street smarts versus book smarts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Which do you have, Kaylee?
In
real life.
In real life?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely don't have street smarts, I don't think.
I was also going to guess book smarts.
If I can rattle off D&D's traits off the top of my head, then I'm pretty sure.
Guess was just my kind way of disguising what I'm saying.
But yeah.
And I'm dumb. So I think my character is just too real. Okay, wait. But actually,
but you're very charismatic.
That's the difference. Describe the traps really quickly. So, like, what am I supposed to do to not die in that room?
I mean, like, I think if you fail a perception check, if you see that come up, that means that there's something you didn't notice.
Mm-hmm.
But you have three other people in your party, and those all might notice it. And so depending upon how low your health is and how much of a risk you feel like taking, you might consider like, okay, pause. I didn't notice something was going to happen here and didn't. And like, see if you can ungroup everybody and maybe bring up your most wise character, your one with the highest wisdom score, and see if they can like suss out what's going on. That could be a way you could approach it.
Yeah, because as you're running around, if there's ever a perception check, it will be made four times because you have four people in your party. So it's pretty rare that all four of you are going to not see this thing. But they are little circular vents on the ground. Mm-hmm. So just don't step on those.
But why did the tomb kill me? Was I not supposed to open it? Or
it was also trapped, and you probably just failed a perception roll there as well.
Right.
You could
disarm it. Button. Yeah.
There was like a doorbell looking button on one of the pillars. Okay. I think that disarms all the traps.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't do that.
That's good to know.
Are the withers in the tomb?
He's not in that room.
Not in that one. That was just kind of like a treasure kind of room, I guess, with traps.
Yeah.
But turn-based mode is also...
Oh yeah, what the heck is that?
So turn-based mode is essentially the same mode as combat. Just when something in the environment is happening, it could potentially kill you. And so it can be useful because the environment will also take a turn. And so like Billy, in your example, from practical experience,
pause time.
you're like pausing time. So you then could choose to move your character out of the way, let the fireball come, then go back and save somebody. Like you could game the system that way a little bit.
Gotcha.
Oh, interesting.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you get that?
Okay.
It sounds like
slow bullet
Knights
time.
Of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Now Alan and I get it. They're both confused. And Alan and I are like, oh.
I played like 2 minutes of that game.
I guess I see what you're doing here.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Wait, the MMO?
No, that was, what did they call that? That was, I think they called that just the Old Republic. I think the MMO was called something like that. You would have liked Knights of the Old Republic, Kaylee, but it was, you just weren't nerdy enough yet. You didn't know.
My Jimbo got me, back in the day, a Humble Bundle with all of those games on it. It's still in my Steam library. I don't think I've played it yet. So I do have it. I could play it. Yeah.
It's pretty much this. So combat pauses time and you assign things, except you can also choose to unpause it and just have, like, every character can have a stack of what they're going to do next. So you can see, can, like, start managing it, like, the turn base a little faster. And they're, like, happening in real time, sort of, but you're just giving them, like, menu orders and you're, like, assigning them all. But then you can also start pausing if it's getting too crazy and moving things around.
Cool.
It's just D&D campaign.
Yeah.
Like, if we were really in a campaign and you said, like, oh my God, you hear something happening, and then we all get a chance to decide what we're going to do. That's what turn-based mode is saying, like, tell each character if they're going to drink a potion or run or try something.
Yeah, it's initiative. Yeah.
What can you actually do, though? Maybe that's why I got confused, because it's not like I can say the kind of dumb shit I would say in a real D&D campaign. So can you just run, or can you actually do anything?
You can do anything.
Like what? Like, I don't get it, though. Like, I didn't know what was happening yet, right? So, like, can I target the trap? Can I do, like, what could I have done when it switched me into it? What would you have done with the characters?
So the first thing I do when the game puts me into turn-based mode, which you can choose a trigger on your own if you want to, but when the game does it, I look at the top where the, you know, where, like, when you're in a fight and it has, like, all the little pictures, it shows you what order they're going to go in. I check that. Like, what is trying to kill me right now? Am I in a fight or is it something else? And then, like, that usually is last, but sometimes it's not. And then I'm like, it'll say, like, environment turn. And I'm like, okay, so something in the environment. Like, I kind of slow down a little bit. I'm, like, trying to notice what's going on. If I had recently failed a perception check, I assume it's a trap and that I should look for that. And maybe move away, maybe back out the way.
Moving away. Yeah.
Okay. So pretty much move away is what you would do.
Mm-hmm. Move away, wait for something to happen, and then see what you can do afterwards.
Okay.
And honestly, I don't think we're going to see a lot more of these like traps and things.
Oh, really? Okay.
For a little while. Is that right, Kaylee? Like,
yeah, they pop up here and there. Not like the environment-based ones. Like,
I feel like that's kind of an advanced bit.
Maybe.
You know, and
sent us into it.
I don't know. Like that room in particular was just like traps all over the place, and it was really intense. And normally, it's like there might be one. You know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay.
There are more rooms. One or two more rooms around this dank crypt. And the largest
dank crypt.
Dank.
The largest dank one crypt. Is like there's like a small like kind of courtyard in the center, and then there's like a raised platform around the sides. And then there's a building like in the center of the courtyard or center back of the courtyard with a button on it. When you push that button, it starts a fight. And at the end of the fight, you get withers.
Okay. If you go back to that room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that. I can handle that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. That so one, if you've.
If, oh, go ahead.
If you find a big room with a lot of like dead skeleton like scribes, I think.
Right. Yeah.
That's the room where you can find withers. And okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the first time we fight like a really like an undead, I guess is the term. Or, yeah.
So you did that, Alan? You found that?
Yeah, I did. I found Withers. I did that whole, I think as soon as I initiated the fight, I was like, I'm going to go in the treasure room and just pick the thing up. And then I think one of the characters was like, it's not really expedient to do that right now. Let's get back into the fight. I'm like, okay, fine.
Oh, that's funny.
And then I started fighting the skeletons, which is, it's kind of one of those things where it's like just a learning curve of like all of the different, like status effects and stuff, mm-hmm. and like what counteracts what. Like, I don't know. Again, like, this is even back to Elden Ring. I don't read any. So this is, like, kind of detrimental to, like, some of the gameplay, because, like, there is some reading involved. It's, like, you know, like, all these things that do all this stuff and stuff that counters whatever the other things that you just got. And like, a lot of times I get a status effect. I kind of just, like, wait it out. And I don't really know exactly what to, like, do to help my character. Like, I was just sitting there burning. Just put yourself out.
Yeah, I actually don't. But, or, either. You know...
Yeah, and then, or like, you know, eventually I'm like, okay, they stop burning. Hey, Shadowheart, let's just heal.
It will pass.
Yeah, right, basically.
You're all fire, Kratos.
Yeah, totally. It'll pass. Yeah, that's kind of my motto at this point. One of the things that they kept doing was doing silence on me, and I had no idea what to do. I don't know what the...
That's annoying. You can move out of that bubble.
Oh, see, yeah, I was just, so there's like, all just clustered together, like huddled.
There's like a bubble that's like in everything inside of it.
I didn't see the bubble at all. Yeah. I guess I just realized. I thought it was like individual. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I think I have that too. I think someone has in my party a silence like spell.
Oh, cool.
I didn't realize. And it does say bubble. You're right. Look at that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
magic.
I remember, so like my first playthrough, that fight was like the most difficult fight because I still hadn't figured it out, and it was just because like you were saying, just so many status effects, just so many things happening. It was just like, I think I had to retry it 2 or 3 times. This time not so much, but then I got to Withers and I tried to kill him. Yeah,
because you know,
he can't die.
He can't die.
He can't die, and he's not pissed off if you try.
Wow.
Although, although Jackie, I had your Jimbo on the game with me when we were doing this bit, and he discovered something really hilarious, which is that you can pick him up and throw him.
Oh my god.
He kind of just wiggles all around. He's like flailing in midair. You can like pick him up, and he's like, and then you throw him. And then threw him around the room for a little while.
Oh my god.
he's fine with it.
He's so chill.
Wow. Yeah.
Unflappable
Withers.
I'm excited to see what this guy's all about.
Yeah, he's an interesting character. He's kind of like speaks in sort of riddles a bit. Like it doesn't really, none of it really makes sense to me too much besides like, you know. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Yeah, it's like, sometimes you do get the option to attack stuff, and I like almost never do if I'm like trying to get to the bottom of stuff. I'm like, do I, this guy a main character or something? Should I not like attack him? I don't know. He seemed to me like kind of important, so I was like, maybe I won't attack.
I'm evil. I'm going to attack all the things.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, that's just working to your character and your
I try to be evil.
Journey. Yeah, yeah.
On the way there, I got Lyzel.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Right? Oh, yeah. You found them? Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool. Oh, man. How are you supposed to target the cage she's in? It was so hard for me to target it.
That one, yeah, it's a weird angle, sure.
Is there like a idea behind it? I feel like I actually had to look it up on the internet and be like, how do I target the cage? And then I forget what the solution even was because it was just like, and then to free her, you target the cage. And I was like, what? What? But why can't I? And I had to just like keep moving him around. And then it didn't even feel like I was pointing at it. I was just like under it. And my cursor happened to like select it. Right. And I was like, yes, quick, shoot it, quick. But was I just not getting something?
Do you know L3?
No.
If you click L3, it detaches the cursor from
I do. Okay, I don't think that was it was like I just couldn't like zoom out to see it or something.
I remember this being a problem.
I skipped Lyzel in the beginning. I had to go back to get them because I couldn't like, because I had done the thing in the ruins, so I'm like, oh, you can like, you know, like shoot arrows at ropes and that'll I know how to do this.
Yeah.
And then I got there. I was like, I can't hit the rope. I can't like, mm-hmm. I couldn't like get to an angle like where I could like seem like mm-hmm. I can, you know, bring it down. And I was like, oh, let me go on the top and maybe you got to shoot it from a clip or something. Nah, you can't do that. I think right. you have to hit the bottom of the cage, which is yeah. kind of counterintuitive. It and that dropped right. them down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, why would I was like, I'm aiming at their feet. Am I going to hit them? I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that was we tricky. All have the same. Right. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
Now that one
I didn't know if there was like a camera thing I just couldn't find.
The LC, the detaching your moving the camera independently helps with a lot of those weird situations. You, okay. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, something I really like about Lyzelle is how her and Shadowheart have this like bickering thing.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And
yeah,
like
yeah.
Lyzelle's like kind of brute and like sort of just mad about everything. Like, yeah. we should just go fight people. Where? And Shadowheart, like, it just like right out loud, I was like, don't trust her. Okay, I was here first. And I was like, oh yeah, I love this. You two are like butting heads.
Oh yeah.
Actually, I think it was to get her I sent the other guy home, probably. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, she was like, your party's already full. And I was like, hold on a second. I get rid of this dude who's about to win an award over here. Get him out of here. So yeah, I got them and then I didn't grab the portal guy. I actually ran by him. I heard him and he was sticking his hand out and I was like, I think I'm all set with that dude. And I just skipped him.
Oh, Gale. Yeah, he's on the bench for me at this point too. Just for a bit. I wanted to try Asterion.
Did I tell you guys what happened with Gale?
I thought you said you left him on purpose too.
I did, but now that we are collecting everybody.
Oh.
I did go back to him and I got a Dark Urge special, which was really interesting.
What was it?
Did you get to push him in or something?
Push sort him of.
Further?
So the choices that you have, some of them are in italics and that's just like a thought that you have. Like you're not actually doing anything. You're just thinking about it. And then there's others like, you know, pull on the hand or slap the hand, whatever. And so the Dark Urge one that I selected was just a thought and it said, fantasize about chewing on his hand.
But then what happens?
But then in the middle of the scene where you're fantasizing, it becomes reality. And I chewed off Gale's hand.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I don't have Gale in my party, but in my inventory is his severed hand.
That's cool. Geez.
Yeah. Wow.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. I'm just going to hold it in case I find him and we can reattach it.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you think he'll ever show up differently in the story? And
I just, hope like, so.
Not have a hand?
Because I know it is possible for you to just not, you know, to just not have all the party members, but I don't know. I feel like maybe there are certain ones that are more crucial to the story than others. And I think Gale might be one of them. I don't know. So we'll see. And either way, I didn't like him that much anyway. So good riddance.
Gale.
I love that. That's awesome.
Just have his hand in my inventory.
Oh, but like that means that the Dark Urge can't trust their own thoughts.
Yeah.
That's so good.
It's scary.
That's awesome. Anything you fantasize about might become reality at any point in time. Yeah. You don't know what's real. Which way is up?
Oh, my God.
It's great.
Oy. Yeah. Oh, and then when I go to camp, when I talk to the people, I can, like, tell them, I'm worried. I have this urge for bloodshed and murder. And some of the reactions, like I think I told that to Will and to Lyzelle, and Lyzelle was like, "Yes, you are a good soldier. It is good to crave battle, but don't kill so much that you dull your blade." She's like, "But maybe we can find a goblin for you to carve up."
what did Shadowheart say?
I didn't mention it to Shadowheart, but I did. I mentioned it to Will, and he was like, which we haven't talked about him yet, but Will said, oh, you must be really angry about the tadpole. Yeah, I get that.
It's like, goody two-shoes.
I'm evil. Help me.
Yeah. Help me. I think I'm evil. I shoot off someone's hand.
Well, speaking of Will, I think we touched on him a little bit. He's the righteous swordsman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay. But I was trying to think of that guy's name.
We hadn't picked him up yet, but he definitely was part of the entry to the Grove fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Entry to the Grove. And now we've all been in.
Yep.
Yes.
Should we talk about the Grove a little bit and what some of the sights?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alan, what was the most standout sight for you in the Grove?
Oh, the standout sight? Let me see. I guess it was actually once you get into the inner Grove is for me was probably the standout. You know, so if you're going to sightsee, you might as well see them doing the ritual, I guess, mm-hmm. is kind of the thing. Once you kind of get past the guards or whatever, I think they let you pass. There's obviously this also storyline with the tieflings and and their sort of refugee status in the Grove, and the druids are build a wall, get them
not in my backyard,
not in this Grove feeling. So the tieflings are kind of in a weird refugee status of should we stay, should we go? So you kind of hear a bit of those stories along the way too. By the time you get to the inner Grove and you get to the bottom of what's happening and who's in charge and the different, I think you pick up some side quests too, maybe. So yeah, the ritual is cool, looks cool. A lot of druid magic, you get to see a lot of animals who are, I guess, druids or just animals. I don't know.
Couple bears talk to me.
Couple bears roaring. Give one a fish to move. That was kind of cool.
I didn't have to do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd you
do? I think it was just to move off the elevator.
Oh.
I think you can to get
there's
to the
an elevator?
Yeah,
there's just a little platform elevator. Yeah, yeah.
I think you don't know about the elevator? I don't know about the elevator.
You know where you talk to the squirrel for the first time up there at the top of the cliff?
Oh, I killed that squirrel.
Yeah, so there's... Oh! Okay, never mind. I mean, I imagine you... Oh, wow. Going full evil.
I killed the squirrel.
Wow,
it bit me. I kicked it.
Oh. Yeah, it bit me
and
too.
It died?
Yes. Damn. Halfway got a foot on her.
Yeah. Yeah. Druids are cool. I feel like I would have been, I remember I was toying with that idea, but I didn't realize it'd be so cool. But yeah, I think that's what you got, right, Kelly? Are you druid?
It is. I am a druid. Yes.
Nice.
Is anything different when you go into the Grove as a druid?
Oh yeah.
The trader likes me. I get a good deal from him.
Cool.
Oh.
But
they don't accept you though, or say hey, you should they don't reference that you're a druid or stay with us or anything?
They reference it occasionally, but they don't say stay with you, because I guess there's different clans. I don't know. I didn't know this until kind of some of the dialogue, but it's you're just as much an outsider as the Kaga, as you know, are the joy of the Grove. She's I think there was one dialogue option, and she was where she said something about even though you're also a druid, you're still an outsider as far as we're concerned. And it's okay, gotcha. Well, gotcha. Fuck you.
So, I was gonna say,
I haven't killed her yet. I did kick that squirrel.
I like Alan was also jealous of. Or regretting that I wasn't a druid with this camp. I was like, oh man, these guys are cool.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's a bear. Yeah, cool. People just bears. Yeah. I think as a tiefling, I was just I assumed that they were just not going to be very happy to see me. Some of the dialogue options you do get is either I guess maybe your race or your class based, right? Mm-hmm. So monk stuff is kind of just more wisdom-y kind of stuff. And then tiefling is just you can relate to them or whatever, but
yeah, we're
so that was kind of interesting.
Did the refugees seem extra nice to you because you're also a tiefling?
With the first playthrough, I wouldn't necessarily know, but I think it felt like at least I got the tiefling option. I can kind of relate to the you know, sort of where they have been or have come from. And like,
yeah,
there was that interesting option for me, at least, which I used a couple times, which was kind of cool.
Cool.
What about the kind of the big act in the center where they're all guiding you to speak to? Did you say her name, Kaylee?
Kaga?
The kind of leader of the druids?
Yes. Kaga.
Kaga.
Yes.
What, okay. I feel like this was a good moment where we may have all actually treated it differently. So I'm curious how you guys dealt with... so there's like a young tiefling who stole something that the druids need to complete the ritual.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Kaga is like... ready to be a full-on dictator and like kill this child with a snake, because now it's also a Disney movie or something. But anyway, so poisonous snake, and it's gonna like bite her, and then you get like wrapped into this, right? So you get dialogue options and what are you gonna do, or like very clearly a you could just straight up start fighting option, I think. Did you do that, Kaylee? Did you just come out fighting?
No, I figured that like that wouldn't serve me. I'm like kind of in foreign ground here. I'm surrounded. There's a whole bunch of powerful druids around. I was quiet. And I just let it unfold as it was going to. I passed no judgment either way. I was like, well, whatever she wants to do doesn't really concern
You were like,
me.
This just doesn't affect me, and I need what I need. I need to get out of here.
Exactly. Did she stick the snake on her?
No, she doesn't. I think ultimately you have to say something. And I was I think that the option that made the most sense to Mike for my character was like, if you kill the kid, you're going to start a riot. Do you really want to deal with that?
Ooh.
And she's like, you make a good point. She lets the kid go. So I think all roads lead to letting the kid go.
I think all roads lead to you make a good point, because she said that to a completely different thing.
Yeah. But she's certainly, I didn't win any points with her for like not backing her up. I was just like, but these were, I think I had to pick a dialogue option. I think that was the dialogue option I had.
What about you guys? You remember?
I think I tried to help the kid. I think I was mostly just like, hey, don't kill kids. That's not cool. and then I think and eventually it resolved itself and they kind of like let her go. And she ran away.
I got a dark urge thing here. So sometimes the narrator will kind of speak your thoughts for you. So, you know, we discover the situation. There's a snake about to bite this little girl. And the narrator goes, oh, the death of a child. Such a common tragedy. How irresistibly sad. Or something about like romanticizing the death of a child. And it was like one of the options that I got. So like I noticed how tense the snake was, and that like if the girl moved, like that it would bite her. And so one of my options was to like look at the girl and be like gesture towards the door, be like, make a break for it. Which I did not do. It? No, aww, I didn't do
you
it.
Done it. Come on, listen to the dark urge.
Well, I think I'm going to try to resist.
I say don't resist. Then you're just going to be vanilla like our characters. Kaylee's already resisting. She's going neutral bad, which means she'll be mainly okay. And our characters are too stupid to be bad. We'll be good.
I'm just going to be.
It's going to be good. I'll be your dark urge. I say, taste the blood.
Bite the hand.
Yeah, bite the hand. Wow. Yeah. That's cool that you get those options, though. Is that just part of the Dark Urge class or whatever? I remember in the beginning you talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's fun. I kind of wish I was Dark Urge now.
That sounds great.
It just sounds like an extra like fun option.
It's like fun mode.
Fun mode.
Yeah,
well, like goofy, like it's how I play D&D. It's like, let me do the silly, like what is the less expect? Like, I guess what I mean by that
is chaos mode.
Yeah. Like all the other ones are kind of like, I want to treat this seriously options, right? And you can seriously do something, be, you know, try to be bad or try to help one person or the other, or try to diffuse everything. But they're all like I'm approaching this with a seriousness. But I like the options that are like, yeah, I want to chew his hand off. And it's like, wait, what? God damn it. And like your DM having to improvise with those kind of like, you said she looks like she's really like her nerves are frayed. I tell her to make a break for it. Like, I like that. Those are like the creative idea. I want some of those.
That's true. Force the DM to figure it out.
Right. Where it's like, but she's a main, she's like really important to the, tell her to make a break for it.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Yeah.
Fun.
I did something and failed, and I think got another chance at something that maybe succeeded or maybe didn't have a check, and then it kind of led me to, it was just fine. They wrote it well, though, because I thought that it was like on a knife's edge. I was like, what is, oh shit, like I think I might have just fucked this up, because I was also playing it dumb. So like my very first thing, I think you had an option of just like, what's happening? And I was like, that's the dumbest thing someone could say, so like, let's start with that. But they just gave you context and I was like, oh, okay. And then I think I was doing the kind of stuff that was like siding with the kid but not like starting a fight. Like just trying to be like, hey, hurting a kid won't solve anything, like that kind of direction. And then I think something might have failed, but then ultimately got a second chance at it, maybe. And then it succeeded. And then as a result, her staff like liked me, right? They're like, oh man, good job in there. I was like, I guess. I don't think I did that well, but yeah. I'm the savior of this little grove. And then they tell you that this lady sucks. They're like, nobody likes this lady, dude.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I didn't get that.
Really?
Well, I got a different thing. So like, because I think I just kind of hung back and like didn't, like I first tried to stay out of it. The staff didn't say anything to me one way or the other.
They don't trust you.
And I talked to Kaga directly afterwards, and like, you know, she tries to give you this quest, and I would like kind of turned her down because I was like, that doesn't sound like there's anything in it for me. But I got a second quest after that where it's like, something's off about her, like. And then I got so like there's a little like cutscene dialogue with just the narrator talking to my character, looking real suspicious, just like, something seems off about Kaga, maybe there's something here to dig into. And I got a quest I'd never gotten before called Investigate Kaga. Cool. And I did snoop around a little bit, and sneaking around, I found a hidden trunk. It was like called Kaga's trunk.
Ooh.
And I did find some things in there that I can share. I'm happy to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it.
Okay. What is it? So yeah, I found some money, which was nice. And then I found,
that was it. And she's like, yeah, so it was 50 just, coin.
No.
Nice.
But I had to like sneak over because it's all red, you know, this is what you're stealing. And so I had to like stay in the shadows, and like I just like use Asterion to like go over there and pick the lock for the chest and open it. And inside was a book that was about the like the shadow druids. And so, and then there's a letter. Yeah. And so the book, when you read it, says it's like, basically it's just like this evil sect of druids. So I'm like, oh, my character has found her motivation.
Yay.
Nice. So basically the idea is that like, all clans are doomed to fail. We only, you know, by joining together, we only invite destruction. We should destroy life in order to allow nature to rebuild, essentially.
Whoa.
And so like, and then there's a letter to Kaga from someone else. It says like, the swamp at the tree, meet me at midnight, or something. Meet me at the tree in the swamp. And I'm like, cool. Okay. So I've gone there. I just looked at it so I could identify where it was. I haven't actually done that bit yet. But
exciting.
I know. I'm like, oh, this is different. Like, neat. Maybe I can join the Shadow Druids. So
yeah.
Oh, it's cool. So cool.
Wow.
So we'll find out.
Wow, that sounds cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I want some of that shit to happen in my game. I got quests. I didn't do them or anything though, but no. Oh, well, also then everyone really wants you to find a healing druid, right?
Or yeah.
A healer.
So right,
you go and find, is it a halfling druid? Or it's yeah.
She's a dwarf, I think.
A dwarf? Oh, you're right. Yeah, she's a dwarf.
Yeah.
And she is, I'm curious because I chose all the dumb options. So basically, this played out for me where she's like, hey, I think I can heal you. Come in this room. And I'm like, okay. And I walk in the room. And then she's like, she pulls out this little spiky stick. She's like, hold it there. And she's like, now I need you to touch this. And then something. So, and she asks you some questions. And it's basically like, well, I guess I can't. Do you guys remember the questions? Like what the questioning is she puts you under?
Have you felt anything strange? I think.
Yeah. Hmm. Like, what are your symptoms?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just answered everything totally honestly because I was like, that would be the dumbest thing you could do in this moment because she's clearly like lying to you. And I was just like, yeah, I mean, sometimes. And like, I was like a worm in my head, I think. And then she was like, you know what? I really trust you. I was going to kill you with this stick, but now I'm not. And I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
So how, what, awesome. What happened there? And then she's like, and I can't help you. And here's a quest. And I was like, oh, okay.
My character.
How'd that go for you, Alan?
Yeah, I think basically the same. I think they were basically, they had the like thorned, whatever stick or whatever.
Did she give you something to drink?
Oh, she did. Yeah, at the end, she gave me a. Basically, just like a poison pill, like a potion that like kills me in case like things go awry. Yeah, like if I get like you know, if the mind flayer takes over or whatever. Yeah, so they gave me that, and I had to swear that I'd use it if things went bad. And then they basically said, yeah, I was gonna stab you with this in case. Went crazy or whatever. I was like, okay. And then they gave me the quest to go find Halsin, yeah, the druid that went missing with the party,
right,
that came back from that beginning fight. I think I talked to someone else in the other room that was like, yeah, if Halsin came back, it'd be better off than having Kaga here. So
what about you guys?
I think I used like my high nature stat told me that the thorny thing was poison. So I didn't drink. She gave me something to drink like right now. Not like after she told me.
Oh.
Like while she was still deceiving me, I had something in my hand to drink. But then I saw that she was carrying poison, and I was like, wait, what is this? And then she came clean. So I think there may not be a way for you to actually drink poison or be poisoned in that scene.
I'm sure that it's all, we're so early in the game that I wouldn't be surprised if it's all roads lead to the quest situation.
I think there might be one way, as I almost got stabbed. Because I called her out, I was like, got the same nature check, Jackie, and passed it. And then I was like, that's poison. What are you doing? And she was like, fuck it. Essentially, and she just goes to stab you, and you have the option to dodge. And and it's a dexterity check, but I think it was really low. But like, I think it was like a difficulty of like 5 or something ridiculous. Yeah. So I passed it. But theoretically, you could fail.
Yeah.
But she only tries to stab you once, and then she's like, look, you seem really cool. I don't want to.
what an awkward way to pick that up after.
I was going to say, you know, I was trying to shank you, but well.
I mean, that's basically how it starts with Astarion, too.
To shank. Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, that transition made no sense.
No.
I can't kill you. I've got the jump on you. And especially in just my little side story, because my character failed what he did. And then he's like, hey. But anyway, maybe we should join up. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Do you want my wallet?
Do you want my wallet?
What else is in the grove? So I also grabbed Will. He's like training kids or something. Training kids for war, so he's got to be a good dude.
Just some child soldiers. Yeah.
Typical zealot.
I got pickpocketed by a bunch of kids. I had to go get my stuff back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How did that end up for you? And how did you get your stuff back? Because, I felt like I got duped at a carnival game over there. I don't know.
Oh, I did get duped there.
The kid with the ring?
It's the dude.
Kid with the ring. I think just talking to them, maybe you just get like pickpocketed in the process.
Yeah,
but what do you actually lose?
I didn't check, you know? I don't know.
I think it was just money. I think I definitely was keeping track of my gold. I think it's just money. But how'd you get your stuff back?
I was going to slaughter all of them, but... I didn't have to. There's the kid who's tricking you. And before that, there's another kid there and he must be the one that pickpockets you. But if you keep walking down that path, away from that center area, away from where they're doing the right. There's another kid just standing in the middle of the road there. And he's just kind of like humming to himself. Mm-hmm. And if you talk to him, he'll just hum to himself. And then as soon as you like look away, he's like looking, he's looking behind you at something. So you turn to look and he slips away. And if you pass the perception check, it's like, you notice that he slipped away between the rocks and you can see between the rocks, there's a hidden passageway. And so you go in there and it's like this, you know, clan of Lord of the Flies kids who are like,
oh, okay.
Being like running their little shady underground criminal led by one of them named Maul. And you're like, okay, can I just have my stuff back, please? Or I'll just kill you all. And you don't have to say the last part, but she'll just give you her stuff back. And then there is a side quest you can pick up there too, if you want. But
cool. This is a different one, different passage than the one that's like down that you can't fit through.
That is this. It leads to the same area.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because there was one. Yeah, it's just like this hole is too small. And I was like, I can't get into this. So I think I missed the other one.
Yeah. If you find the kid that's just dawdling in the road who doesn't actually say words, he gotcha. Will expose gotcha. The other secret entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So what I'm curious to know is when you guys were talking to Kaga, going back to Kaga, did you accept her request to like, hey, can you lead these tieflings out of the grove? Mm-hmm. Or did you tell her like, no, I'm not your dog?
I tried to decline it and then ultimately accepted it and just wasn't planning on doing it. But I took it because I was like, what if this is one of the, because I got there pretty I actually did that before all the chapel stuff. So I did like a different order.
Right.
So when I did it, I was like just accepting everything because I wasn't sure what the main quest in this game was yet at that point. I was like, what am I trying to do? So I was just like taking quests. I was like, maybe this is the main quest because they really wanted me to talk to her and maybe it'll be it. And I wasn't sure what you guys were going to say is like the thing we're doing. So I wasn't trying too hard to just be like, no. And then we would get on and you'd all be like, okay, so we need to go find or whatever. I don't know.
What, yeah.
Yeah. Like help these guys. It's the best quest in the game. And I would have been like, I declined it. So I did ultimately take it when she was pushy about it.
Uh-huh.
And I was just planning to totally ignore it. If you guys said it was a side quest, it does sound like a side quest.
Mm.
Is it a side quest?
It's unclear. I think it is related to the main quest, but I think if you turn it down, it's not like you can't progress forward in the main quest.
So is the main quest not the other druid? I guess I felt like that was the real main.
That's what I was going to say, too, because I think I also accepted the quest. And then I think you have to talk to Zevlor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then, like, I also got the quest for the druid, so I think I'm in the same boat with you, Billy. I was like, is this all just going to go away if I just find the druid? Kind of thing, and I don't necessarily have to like lead the tieflings out like on this perilous journey. So I think I ended up talking to Zevlor afterwards, and then we didn't really come to an agreement on like what to do, and that it's still kind of an open-ended.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still open-ended. I think he wanted me to like, I think I had to choose like whether to tell him to lead them out or I think he was going along the lines of maybe even killing Kaga, and I was like, I don't want to do that yet. Yeah, he kind of was like, we could just kill her, and you're like the closest person they let you in, so oh like, you could get close if you want to be recruited to murder. And I was like, I don't know if I feel right about that. I don't feel right about it. This is going to be a bad game for me because I'm just going to be like, hey, these are all decisions are going to have consequences. Can't everyone just get along? So we left that open ended, and I kind of went to go try to find the druid instead for now. Gotcha. But you tell me, what am I supposed to do?
I don't think we play this game right, Alice.
No, I don't know why I was so interested really in that question. It just seems like, I don't know. At the time, it seems like a really important choice. So I was just wondering how you guys approached it.
Gotcha. I declined it because she didn't offer to pay me.
I was going to say, yeah.
But then I went to Zevlor later and was like, hey, I'll lead you out of the grove if you pay me. And and he was like, actually, what you really could do is go and kill these three goblin leaders. Mm-hmm. And then we would be able to leave on our own. And I was like, okay, I was like, as long as you still pay me. and they will. But yeah, so that's kind of how I went through that one. I was distrustful of Kaga because it was before I found like the journal thing. So, yeah.
Ah, cool. Okay. I'll have to go back and see if I can do that then.
Only other thing in the grove that I can think of is the encounter in the jail, in the prison area.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Did you guys do that?
I don't think I saw. Well, remind me. I don't think I saw the jail, though.
They had a goblin captive.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Like I did do that.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, get like a... I think you get to talk to one of the tieflings who's about to like
just shoot him point blank, but like can't do it. Ooh, did you dark urge it, Jackie? You can do it. Here, let me study your arm.
Yeah, let me just pull the trigger.
I want you to think about your brother. Picture him. Picture what he could be doing today.
You take the crossbow. Go.
The dark urge prompt was italics. It was a thought, and it said, stand back and admire her hatred. Right? But I really wanted to talk to the goblin, so I didn't let her kill the goblin.
Mm. Oh, is that because you already knew like something about the goblin that you were like,
I want to talk to this goblin. Like, I want to find out, you know, if I'm going to go kill the leaders, like maybe I can get some intel.
Did you get any intel?
Oh, yeah.
I got the intel that there is a really powerful healer.
Yeah, I got
that. So we
have
another option, maybe. Mm. Priestess Gut.
Tight name.
Oh, okay. Priestess Gut.
Priestess Gut. Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Did any of you guys, like, free the goblin? Like, get her out of the prison?
I did not.
Not my problem.
Could you like have like gone in there and picked a lock or something?
I think so.
I think I didn't know you could pick locks, so I guess I don't know how to do that. Or maybe it's just because Asterion's not with me. I'm not sure, but I did try to do other things, and it just felt like I couldn't do them. And maybe I was reading the situation wrong. But if you click on the cage, and I was trying to do certain things, she was just like, "What are you trying to do? You think we're friends now?" Or so she was like, just kind of pushing me off, and I was like, oh, and I was like clicking the lock and it didn't do anything, and then I kind of was like, maybe you can't really get her out right now, and that's not a thing. I wasn't sure. Is there a way or you can pick the lock? Or
to pick locks you have to have a lock pick kit, and I think anybody can use thieves tools. So you probably have some of these in your inventory already, and you have to, I don't know, this is how you do it on PC. I just learned there's like an action button that I can use. It has a shortcut to this. But what I was doing before was you have to select the thieves tools from the inventory first and then click on the thing. No, Jackie says no. Mm-mm. There's an easier way to do this. Good. Because I found it for me. I wasn't sure what it was for you.
For me, I hover over the thing, or I like, you know, you have the door or the lock or whatever highlighted. And then I hit square for the context menu and that pulls up.
Yes.
That pulls up
all of the things that you can do to it. Because if you're hovering over it, it'll just say open, but then it's locked in parentheses. So if you hit square, it'll say, you know, you can attack it, you can lockpick it, and whatever.
That makes
else.
Sense. I didn't know about the context menu.
I don't think I've done that either. Mm-hmm. I feel like I did. I feel like I did lockpick something, but I don't know if I. Maybe that option came up just accidentally, or maybe I did it by accident. But I assumed it was just already in my inventory and like just triggered it. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's helpful. But it's not exclusively a Astarion. Is it? Can a Astarion just like anyone. Do it by himself, like just as a party member?
That
or
skill check. No? Anybody? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, anyone can do it, but you do need lock picks. It's not like a Astarion can do it without thieves tools.
Gotcha.
You do need, cool. Yeah. But also you can break down a door. So if you click examine on a thing, it'll pull up like all the stats of this item that you've selected and like what it's weak to. So if it's like a wooden door, it'll be weak to fire or like slashing or bludgeoning or whatever. Like, so you know, if you're using a mallet or like a warhammer on it, but it's not weak to bludgeoning, you're not going to do any damage. But if you're using like, you know, a sword that does slashing damage, then it will work. It's so complicated. I see Billy's eyes just glassing over.
No, I mean, when you said a separate menu, I was like, jeez.
I think separate menus okay. where I also checked out and was like, all right, I already learned about too many menus this class. I'm gonna do that next class.
Yeah, my menus next class. Yeah, I gotta check. I gotta figure that out too.
Yeah, you can attack a door, but sometimes like you have
just
to
a
be
good
able-
sentence on its own after everything that just happened and me being like, "What?" and then just like the segue back in. So you can attack a door, and I just have like this image of someone attacking a door.
Yeah,
it's great.
You have to be able to do a certain amount of damage to it. So sometimes if you can't do that much damage, then it won't work. So
it won't work.
I don't know. Okay. It's better to just friggin' just pick the lock.
Lock picking is a sleight of hand check, which is underneath dexterity. So if you have a high dexterity score, you will be more likely to be successful at picking the lock.
Right. So that's why Astarion is usually like the one that you'll choose to make all the lockpicking checks, just so that you're more likely to succeed.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, dexterity. Hi. Okay.
So, does it work like the game does not automatically pick the person who would be doing it just because you're guiding it? You have to hit L2, go into group mode, select the person you want to be, hit L3, go into hover mode, select the object, hit square to select the context menu,
maybe
then select lockpick.
Oh, come on. You make it sound so bad. Like every other game you've played is not like this. What was Tears of the Kingdom like,
Elden Ring
you guys?
Is so intuitive.
Yeah, Elden Ring, hold down this one while you're doing this and then dodge at the same time. And
Yeah. What was hard about that? That was so intuitive.
There was, I feel like there was probably, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe Elden Ring just had like less menu.
It did have less menus.
But there was definitely menus that like I totally didn't like ever go back to reuse much. Like this one, there's like I feel like every menu is kind of a little bit like kind of needed, perhaps. But to a certain extent, I guess we'll find out as we play. Maybe not at all, because this is all new to us, and we're all
I don't
like,
need
all
Jackie and Kaylee are the menus.
Yeah, that's fair. How about all the times in Tears of the Kingdom where you're like holding up on the D-pad, scrolling with the right stick, and then hitting X to drop the thing? Like,
that was horrible too.
Yeah,
that was not great. Yeah,
it was also horrible.
But yeah, you had to just go in the main menu and not scroll like 700.
At least there were
items.
No words though. Yeah, that was kind of nice.
I do think that the PC version has a little bit of an up over the. Mm-hmm. PlayStation
UI
version
wise.
Yeah, because I don't have all these menus. It's all just right there. I just can click buttons. I don't have any of these.
No.
Yeah,
these are all like we got wheels on wheels on wheels.
Yeah,
and
wheels
then
on
like
wheels.
Yeah, and then there's an extra character menu and
I point, man. I click.
Any other closing thoughts on the Grove that we didn't touch before we hear what thread we're going to follow out of this place?
I want to know what the squirrel thing is. Tell me what the squirrel does if you don't kill it.
Oh, it gives you an acorn. Interesting.
It gives you an acorn?
Yeah. I think, like, it gave me something that was just like, I think I did like the animal handling like thing, and it was just like, they let you like go into their territory, but don't go near the trees with the nuts or something like that. Like, don't like, I guess basically since it's an animal, it's just like, hey, those are my nuts. and like, I think you get like, I don't think, I think they gave you something to like, kind of like as a,
they give you a hyena ear.
Oh, okay. Lovely. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. She's like, oh, here's this thing I found. It smells really weird and I don't want it in my tree. Cause I was using skimmy
your trash. Okay.
Right.
Something did happen to me after I killed that thing, though.
Oh,
is Asterion disapproved? And Asterion was like, which is odd because normally Asterion's all up for killing whatever.
Asterion,
yeah,
yeah.
But like, he said, he's like, no, what did you do? And there's like, you know, you kicked it, and there's like blood everywhere. And he's like, look, it's everywhere. He's like, you ruined a perfectly good snack. And I was like, what? You're gonna eat the squirrel?
Ew.
Like, what is this?
Roasting the squirrel. Yeah.
He was very upset about it, but not because he wished I hadn't killed it, just that I'd killed it more gently.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
He's a hungry boy.
I think Lysello is like mostly disapproves of what I do. Shadowheart loves everything I do. But
yeah, same.
There was a little bit of a thing that I found in the Grove, but it was behind that. It was behind the prison area. Did you guys get to this little door?
Yeah.
I went in there once. It didn't go well for me.
Something shot at you?
Yeah, there was.
Yes.
There was these, basically like a sentry kind of thing. Uh-huh. This was like before I knew that you can ungroup people. Uh-huh. So like, and like for these sort of like covert,
exactly.
I had to look this up because I didn't really understand like how you could do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can like, I think I used a staring to kind of just like sneak around and like if you stay in the shadows, it can't see you, like it won't target you. Mm. But the first time I went, like it just destroyed my entire party. We were just like,
yep,
getting shot up. But yeah, then I think I messed it up later. Like there's these like little, what is it? These things you can shut off, right? Like you can shut them off, like these little panels that you can like click or whatever. I did that the first time and there was another one that didn't go well and I hadn't gone back.
I thought that looked really hard and I have not completed that puzzle with any of my three playthroughs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a second one that you get to after you beat the goblins and then there's like, that's the one I failed. Like, we were all next to an explosive barrel.
Oh no!
Yeah. So, but it seems like I don't know what else is down there. There's so many little. I feel like, you know, I started playing a bit past the Grove, but like, there's a lot of like little like underground exploratory areas that I'm just like, oh man, I could. I mean, it's just like these little like
it's big. It's a big.
Yeah, yeah, it's huge. Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. Yeah. I a bit like Elden Ring, where there was, but that was a little bit more like, you know, like there was these caves and there was these like, but these mini bosses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
This feels, I don't know, a bit more expansive in its.
There is a cool, yeah. There's a cool little area that is not very obvious. So, you know, that central part of the Grove where all the druids are doing the ritual thing. There's a little exit there that goes out to a beach.
You
can meet like a bard. There's a tiefling bard up like up on the hill, but then if you go down you go to a beach and there's some like mysterious singing happening that isn't the bard you just met, and a child in like kind of a trance who's like walking into the water. So that's a fun little thing to do.
Oh, okay. So this is like in that central where they're doing the rite or the ritual.
Yeah. Like along the, so if you're like standing at the entrance to the big green circle, it's over to the left.
Okay.
There's like a little doorway or like a gate, but it's
gotcha.
An archway. I don't know. Gotcha, an opening in the wall.
Yeah. I was just talking to that guy, the reporter guy. Hmm. Not very. Or the guy.
Volo.
Oh, Volo. Yeah, Volo. Volo. I'm like this guy.
He's so funny. He's a weird guy.
Yeah, he's kind of a weird guy.
He's weirdo.
I was interested in all of his like flourishings. I was like, I'm worried over this guy, I think. But yeah, that's it for me for the Grove as far as any interesting things. Mm-hmm. You, Billy, you didn't find any other cool stuff?
You guys found more shit than I did.
Yeah.
I just picked up main obvious characters and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And like the kid thing, I didn't go any deeper with the kids who robbed me because I was still at that moment trying to roleplay that I'm dumb. So it was like, because it's constantly like you think something feels strange or you think so, whatever. And I was like, oh, they robbed me. I'm just going to be stupid. And I just walked away and did nothing. Mm-hmm. But didn't even consider that like I could actually find a whole thing. I thought it was just going to be a bunch of more dialogue. And I was like, nah, I don't want to talk to these kids anymore. I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah.
Kaylee, did you ever, I don't know if Billy or Alan noticed, the strange ox? I have never been able to solve this strange ox.
Oh,
I have.
I got the thing, but I don't understand. I didn't understand what you had to do.
Oh.
This was my first playthrough. This was my, like, my white whale. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is up with this ox. Why is it strange? It's just strange. And if you walk up to it and you're just like random everyday person, it says moo, like an ox does.
Yeah.
And you're just like, something's off about this ox. And you can do an arcana check, which is like a decently high one. It's like a DC 15. So it's like a hard-ish one to pass. And I finally like, so A, I had talk with animals. I had speak with animals spell going. And so it responds to you, so you can actually talk to the animals. And they have dialogue and voice acting, which is incredible. And this guy's like, oh, how quaint. You are talking with an ox. How interesting. And I passed the arcana check. Ooh. And so it was like, you're not. All you do is you say, like, you're not what you seem, are you? What are you? Tell me what you are. And it's like, no. And you're like, I tried to threaten it. And I was like, well, I overheard the tiefling saying that they were going to have you for dinner. So take it to your grave. And he was like, ha, I'd like to see them try. He's like, I'm bound. He's like, I am going with or without these fools to Baldur's Gate. And I'm like, what's going on with this ox? I'm very invested in this ox now.
Cool. Yeah, interesting. So maybe... Do you maybe pick up that backup in Baldur's Gate?
You might pick it back up later. Yeah.
Yeah. There's been a couple of little like interactions I had where like people are like, "Hey, yeah, like, oh, that's the thing we're gonna do when we get to Baldur's Gate," or like,
right.
There was someone that like I placed a bet with.
Yeah, I did that.
That's cool. Maybe that like resolves itself when we find them again in Baldur's Gate.
Cool.
So that's cool. Yeah. Maybe you can find the ox again somehow.
I don't know. You can find the ox again. Because like I really want to know what the fuck is going on with this ox. Like, why are you strange? Like, that's all it says is it's strange. And clearly it has something going on with it, but I'm deeply invested in this ox. So awesome.
Like cool. That's cool. What are we doing next? How do we continue so that we can figure out what happens with this ox one day?
I think we can find the Blighted Village.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that follow one of the main quests to get there, or is that just explore? Or?
Yeah, this is getting you towards like finding Halsin.
Okay.
And
the druid, the main
you're trying
druid
to
quest.
Find the goblin camp.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, so those quests actually converge, basically.
They do. Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, because I think I picked up something from one of the guys that like came running back. They had like some map or something because we talked to them about Halsin and they were like, oh, yeah, here's a map and you can go die if you want.
right, exactly.
So, yeah, basically. It was the guy that I got, like, they were getting into an argument with Zeblor maybe in the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That dude.
That douchebag.
Yep. Yeah, he's not very cool. But yeah, okay, cool. That's cool that it all converges and we have to get there anyways.
But Blighted Village is not where they converge yet, but it's on the way.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
So, and then explore that area thoroughly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The village.
The village.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Oh no, is this where I sing? My mm-hmm. throat hurts. Can someone else do it? No.
I don't know if we can. My skill check just failed.
I'm not
Billy,
the bard.
You're the bard.
I was going to say, I'm not the bard in the party.
Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard. Standard a dish. Story mode is my big fetish.
Starting hour, you can turn me into a farmer, but don't hit me a horse armor.
I'm going. Standard a dish. Store mode is my big fetish.
Standard a dish. My avatar's all. Edition art book. Mama, I'm never gonna look. Plastic jacket, fake sword, collector's racket, trophy hoard. You collected every single thing just to pop out all this pigeon bling. Well, I'm still stuck in the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What? We'll go with standard a dish. What? Store mode is my ocean's cooking.